Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news offering. Last week, TXF welcomed 700 export and project finance practitioners to our first fully virtual event, TXF Africa 2020. As COVID-19 changes how the trade community engages beyond recognition. But TXF is determined to keep business flowing and contribute to digitization in trade. So here are the top 10 takeaways from TXF Africa Virtual. On our essentials news offering in the project and export industry, on the 22nd of April, Summit Gazapur 2 reached financial close on a $140 million refinancing debt package, backing the 300-megawatt heavy oil-fired Summit Gazapur 2 project in Bangladesh, despite continuing lockdowns in the country and Singapore as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Over in the commodity finance industry, oil markets are at the beginning of a fragile recovery as coronavirus lockdowns ease, though long-term peak may be permanently eroded. Vital's chief executive, Russell Hardy, said. US-based agricultural commodities trader Bunge reported a quarterly loss compared with year-ago profit, impacted by a $385 million charge in its agri-business segment. And gold miner Newmont Corp's adjusted profit nearly doubled, boosted by higher production and a surge in the prices of the precious metal, as investors rushed to the safe haven asset amid market turmoil caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering, in the second of a series of insights on the impact of COVID-19 on the global economy, Albion CEO Tom Dunn interviews Judith Tyson, a fellow at the Overseas Development Institute, to ask how will emerging markets mitigate the economic fallout of the pandemic compared to OECD countries. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.